Passengers aboard the Millennium bid adieu to Ketchikan Sunday afternoon, or they thought they did. Trouble with one of the ship's two propulsion units sent the 965-foot cruise ship back to Ketchikan late Sunday night. So the 2,000 passengers and 1,000 crew members have another chance to experience Ketchikan. Patty Rund and Rachel Pritchard, both from Minnesota, are two of those passengers and gave a brief account of the trip out and the trip back.
We started out, and then all of a sudden, you know, they gave us the announcement
We heard the ding, 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 and we had never heard before.
No.
And I said, what's that ding, 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 ding? And they said, and then they came
just
in. He announced, the head guy announced about three times.
What was it that he said?
That we were underpowered and that we could keep moving forward, but at a very slow pace. And therefore, he did not want to do that, but had made the decision to come back here.
According to an emailed statement, the only communication that Celebrity Cruise Lines was offering to media, the ship was still able to sail, but the captain wanted to be cautious and make sure everyone on board remained safe. While in Ketchikan, personnel will inspect the unit and assess the need for repairs, according to the statement. The Millennium had been on its way to Icy Strait, but that part of the itinerary has been canceled. Rund and Pritchard, who are on their first trip to Alaska, said that passengers have been kept well informed and they agree with the decision to return to port. It was pretty rainy for their official stop in Ketchikan, so the two were taking advantage of better weather to do some shopping during this unofficial return visit.
Gonna go look at some jewelry she should have bought yesterday.
Monday was a four cruise ship day for Ketchikan before the Millennium was added to the mix, so all four berths were taken and a fifth cruise ship had to anchor out in Tongass Narrows until one of the other ships left. The Millennium had similar propulsion problems earlier this month and was stuck in Seward for 3 days for repairs. The ship had to cancel its next sailing and passengers on that voyage received refunds and credit toward a future cruise. As of deadline for this report, it was not known whether the Millennium would resume sailing in time to reach its next port on schedule. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.